Welcome to the October 24th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The UUC vision states that we will join with other organizations and faiths to work for just causes. In today's service, Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Tommy Iafredi explain how and with whom we might cultivate relationships in our community to do the work of justice.
Good morning, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley. I'm Reverend Pam Phillips, and I'm honored to serve this congregation as minister and to be weaving worship with Tommy Iafredi, who is joining us virtually. If you want to keep track of what's happening, you'll find a link to the order of service in the chat. And I need to see Tommy. We all need to see Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Hello, everyone. So as we prepare for worship, there's some things that we need to remember. Those of us on Zoom will want to mute ourselves using the microphone icon on the bottom left until we meet after the service for conversation in breakout rooms. We'll also greet each other later in the service, so you might want to have your cameras on and your chat pulled up then. If you would like captions during today's service, click on the CC live transcript icon at the bottom center of your screen.
Those of us in the sanctuary will want to put our smartphones in worship mode, otherwise known as airplane mode, so that we can have stable Wi-Fi and avoid interruptions. If you're not sure how to get to airplane mode, you can just turn your phone off.
If you are with us for the first time today, we're glad that you found us. You'll find a link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat. Fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you.
If you're here with us in person, please see Isabel Burney for a paper visitor's card. There she is right there. We look forward to getting to know you after the service, either outside or in breakout rooms on Zoom.
If you have a joy or a sorrow that you'd like to share, follow the link in the chat to have it read aloud this morning.
If you need a paper form to fill out, please raise your hand and one of our greeters, Kimberly back there, will bring you one, and you can bring it up during the opening hymn.
There are also many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, location, Zoom links, and contact information if needed. Thanks to all the volunteers who make all of these activities possible. Today, we thank our greeters, both in person and virtual, for helping us during the service.
I want to lift up a few announcements. Everyone is invited to send me photos of loved ones who have gone before for next week's Sunday service, listening to our ancestors. We'll share the photographs during the service. So if there is a beloved that you would like to see their face during the service, please send it to me. I also want to lift up this year's big fundraiser. So I'll ask if we can have the 2021 fall auction slides come up. Molly McClintock tells me that there are over 200 delicious, beautiful, useful, and unique items on offer. I see a gift certificate. I see something that looks like it might be cheesecake. I see some beautiful artwork. Let's look at the next slide. There we go. Beautiful knitwork. And I don't know if you can see that, but it looks like the middle one is chimes. They're gorgeous. So next Sunday, you'll be able to start bidding on these items. We also want to find out what's happening in religious education. This is the last week to sign up for the Buddy Project. So I invite you to go online, sign up. It's a way to get to know somebody from a different generation. And also, Karen would like to share some information about next Sunday.
Good morning, everyone. Wanted to take a couple of minutes to remind you that our annual event, It's Scary to Be Hungry, will be happening next Sunday, Halloween, between 9:30 and 11:30, and to ask you all to support our children's efforts generously. Children are invited to come in costume and serve as greeters for those arriving for the service, and adults are asked to bring non-perishable food donations for the Interfaith Food Pantry. You can drop off your donation as you enter for the service, or if you're not attending the service in person, drive by any time between 9:30 and 11:30. If you can't make it on Sunday, donation bins will be outside both entrances, so drop your donations off anytime this week. At this time of year in particular, the Interfaith Food Pantry needs our help as they provide food for their families' normal needs, plus help families celebrate Thanksgiving and the December holidays. This congregation always shows strong support for our children's efforts to tackle the real-world scary issue of hunger in our community, and I'm hoping we can count on your support again this year. Thanks, and I'll see you next week.
I'm going to invite us to go to gallery view. All right, this is our greet your neighbors time. So if you are at home, could you please wave to all the wonderful folks here in the sanctuary and tell us where you're worshiping from? I'm telling them to wave and write in the chat at the same time. That is not fair. Hi from Pulaski and Warm Hearth Village and Radford and Morgantown, West Virginia and Christiansburg. From Blacksburg, from Westover Hills, from Meadows of Dan, from Radford, from Blacksburg and Heathwood and Westover Glade and Primrose Drive and Ellet Valley, Apperson Park and Blacksburg. Everybody in the sanctuary, wave to everyone at home. Oh, sorry, cut your heads off. We have a full house practically today. Oh, and I forgot to acknowledge that, sorry, today Caroline Gibbs joined Jared on the piano. Thanks to Caroline for giving us her gift of music. Tommy, do you want to lead us in lighting the chalice?
Sure. One way that we create sacred space is by lighting a chalice, which Rev. Pam will do this morning while I read our chalice lighting words. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Although I'm joining you all today from Binghamton, New York, on the unceded lands and waters of the Onondaga, we'd like to acknowledge that the New River Valley carries a rich history prior to the colonial period during which these lands were taken by invading Europeans. The Tutelo and Monacan people are the traditional custodians of the land on which we work, live, and worship. We recognize their continuing connection to the land, water, and air we consume. We pay respect to the Tutelo Monacan nations and to their elders, past, present, and emerging. This includes the active Monacan tribe that was reincorporated in the 1980s with descendants of Monacans who remained in this area and was only officially recognized by the Commonwealth of Virginia in 1989 and by the federal government in 2018. Our opening words today were written by Mark Morrison Reed. The central task of the religious community is to unveil the bonds that bind each to all. There is a connectedness, a relationship discovered amid the particulars of our own lives and the lives of others. Once felt, it inspires us to act for justice. It is the church that assures us that we are not struggling for justice on our own, but as members of a larger community. The religious community is essential, for alone our vision is too narrow to see all that must be seen, and our strength too limited to do all that must be done. Together, our vision widens and our strength is renewed.
Today's Time for All Ages is a true story, and it happened right here. A few weeks ago, I heard from a teacher at the Miller School, a private school up in Albemarle County. She told me that one of her students had heard that Blacksburg Refugee Partnership was welcoming families from Afghanistan. He had heard about the refugees coming here and felt called to reach out to do something to help these folks who had been forced to leave their friends, their families, their homes in Afghanistan. Well, a member of the BRP had made a list of food items that the families could use in a startup pantry: rice, lentils, beans, pasta, sauce, flour, sugar, turmeric, and more. So we sent that list to the Miller School, And the student who felt called to help reached out to his classmates, and they brought all the items in and more. And then this week, the teacher, the student, and four of his classmates drove over 2 hours down to Blacksburg to drop off bags and boxes of food. They brought it all here to UUC and put them on 4 tables out back in the Crescent Garden. I was amazed at how much food they had collected in such a short time. We chatted for a while before they left for their 2-hour drive home, and I was amazed to find out one of these tall boys, a sophomore in high school, I had met back when he was 5 years old, because his mom and I taught together. I started going through the bags and dividing all the food to take to the 3 families who moved into apartments this week. I was getting overwhelmed with all that food. Some of you saw me that afternoon, trying to figure out how to sort and bag it all. So I reached out for help, and Bob and Polly Stimson came to the rescue, helping me make short work of the sorting and bagging and boxing, and even took food over to 2 of the apartments. You can see all the food that those students collected. And this was just a fraction of the help of the people who reached out for help and who reached out to help. The call went out for furniture and all kinds of household goods, and people donated lots of what was needed. The call went out and people volunteered their trucks and their cars. They volunteered their time and energy to move these families into their new homes. People from all over the New River Valley, including people in this congregation. It has been an amazing process to witness, an example, an inspiring example of people coming together with a mission. And it's grounded with love and a sense of community. It makes things possible. And so ends our story. Except it's not over. There's still plenty to do to help welcome our newest neighbors. Go to BlacksburgRefugeePartnership.org to find out how you can reach out to help.
One way that we celebrate our community is by collecting an offering and by sharing half of that offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the Montgomery County Christmas Store, a non-denominational, all-volunteer, community-wide nonprofit organization that assists eligible low-income individuals and families in Montgomery County during the Christmas season by providing a shopping experience characterized by choice and dignity. You may give online using the link in the chat, through our Give Plus app, or by texting FUND to the number provided, either right now or after the service. If you have never used these before, your order of service and the announcements have more information. If you're attending church in person and would like to give cash or check, there is a basket in the back of the sanctuary. Thank you all for your generosity. As we collect our offering, we'll enjoy Jared playing The Corner Room by Rachel Grimes, during which you are invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. Please remember to maintain distance between yourself and others. And for those online, you may write in the chat if you'd like a candle lit, and those will be read aloud after the offertory. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end.
Today's meditation words are from the Reverend Marta Valentin. So I invite you to take a breath, soften your shoulders. And if you feel moved, to close your eyes. In gatherings, we are stirred, like the leaves of the fall season, rustling round sacred trees, tossed hither and yon, until we come to rest together, quietly, softly. We come to gather strength from each other. We come to give strength to each other. We come to ask for strength from the spirit of all that is and is not. When our hearts sing, or when they frown, it is the way of compassion telling us to give. It is the way of peace telling us to share our gifts, for we are happiest and most powerful when love is made apparent in and through us. Spirit of the circle that is love, as we twirl in this dance that is life, we give thanks for reminding us each day of our task of ministering to each other. With a searching glance, a safe touch, a generous smile, a thoughtful word. Thank you for reminding us that we are always building our beloved comunidad. Thank you for reminding us that through our covenant with you, we covenant with each other and are made whole. In gratitude, we celebrate with open hearts and minds. We discover who we are, separate from each other and within one another. In this circle that holds all life, may we ever work toward widening its boundaries until there are none. Amen. Pause. Blessed be.
Today's reading comes from Rachel Naomi Remen. Service is not the same as helping. Helping is based on inequality. It's not a relationship between equals. When you help, you use your own strength to help someone with less strength. It's a one-up, one-down relationship, and people feel this inequality. When we help, we may inadvertently take away more than we give, diminishing the person's sense of self-worth and self-esteem. Now, when I help, I am very aware of my own strength, but we don't serve with our strength, we serve with ourselves. We draw from all our experiences. Our wounds serve, our limitations serve, even our darkness serves. The wholeness in us serves the wholeness in the other and the wholeness in life. Helping incurs debt. When you help someone, they owe you. But service is mutual. When I help, I have a feeling of satisfaction. But when I serve, I have a feeling of gratitude. Serving is also different to fixing. We fix broken pipes. We don't fix people. When I said about fixing another person, it's because I see them as broken. Fixing is a form of judgment that separates us from one another. It creates a distance. So, fundamentally, helping, fixing, and serving are ways of seeing life. When you help, you see life as weak. When you fix, you see life as broken. And when you serve, you see life as whole. When we serve in this way, we understand that this person's suffering is also my suffering, that their joy is also my joy. And then the impulse to serve arises naturally. Our natural wisdom and compassion presents itself quite simply. A server knows that they're being used and has the willingness to be used in the service of something greater. We may help or fix many things in our lives, but when we serve, we are always in the service of wholeness.
Thank you, Tommy. As we continue our exploration of this month's theme, cultivating relationship, today I invite us to look outward to the larger community of which we are a part. That's sometimes hard for congregations to do. When we come together in religious community, our focus often and rightly focuses inward. We gather in small groups to learn, to engage in spiritual practices, to support each other in difficult times, and simply to enjoy each other's company. We share joys and sorrows, hopes and remembrances with each other in worship. All ways to create compassionate community. But if our focus remains inward, then we become nothing more than a social club, which this congregation seems to understand. That's why our mission encourages us to face outward as well as inward, aspiring to transform our community and the world through courageous love. This congregation seems to have taken to heart what Mark Morrison Reed says about the central task of the religious community. He says that it is to unveil the bonds that bind each to all. The bonds that bind each to all. I see in my mind's eye the interdependent web of all existence, binding us to all creation. And Morrison Reed says that once we sense those connections, acknowledge those relationships, then we are inspired to act for justice. Once we understand that we are all connected, we are all one, then how could we not act for justice? As Martin Luther King Jr. put it, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. This congregation also seems to recognize how lofty our ambition is to transform our community and the world through courageous love. That is a pretty tall order. So when a committee crafted our vision, they wrote, "We will join with other organizations and faiths to work for just causes." Like Morrison Reed reminds us, we need to know that we are not alone. We need our vision widened and our strength renewed. And there's only so much that we can do alone as a congregation. If we truly want to work for justice, we need allies, collaborators, co-conspirators. We need to look outward. We need to cultivate relationships in the wider community. Now, many of you already know and practice this. I've seen you working for the Montgomery Christmas Store, supporting refugees through the Blacksburg Refugee Partnership, attending meetings of the Dialogue on Race, the NAACP, the Citizens Climate Lobby, working for change through Virginia Organizing and Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy, and contributing your money to all manner of charitable causes. And I'm sure there are many other ways you look outward, ways you cultivate relationships in the community. That this last one, contributing money, comes in the form of our Half Plate program. I love that this congregation has dedicated and decided to share their offering every week with a different local or UU affiliated cause. At my home church in Charlottesville, we did it once a month, and some congregations never share the offering. This is a concrete way that we can work for just causes, not just as individuals, but as a congregation. If you know of local organizations that could use our support, let us know. Contact our administrator, Lisa. Our congregation has also begun sponsoring events put on by a new interfaith organizing group, the Justice Advocates, which grew out of connections to the VICPP. This small group is composed of members of Blacksburg and Roanoke faith communities, including the Jewish Community Center, Blacksburg Presbyterian, and UUC's own Mark Benson. Theirs is a multi-issue, grassroots approach, one of which is to seek sponsorship from different groups to help widen their network and encourage attendance at their programs. Some of us have already attended online programs exploring local history, having to do with race and racism, a tour of the Christiansburg Institute, and postcard writing to get out the vote. UUC will be joining other organizations in sponsoring their upcoming two-part series on how to, I'm going to go forward two Yes. How to work on prison injustice. How to reduce mass incarceration and promote prison justice. You can sign up to attend, and if you're interested in joining the Justice Advocates, you can contact Mark. You can see also on the list here the different organizations that are sponsoring this program along with UUC. Now, I asked Mark what it's like to work with people from different faith traditions, and he told me that it was enriching to have all these different perspectives, that their diversity strengthens their group. And not just religious diversity, the geographic diversity between Blacksburg and Roanoke, with their different issues and resources, also widens their perspective. A colleague reports the same for their congregation, saying the relationships have been critically important in deepening our understanding of our community and ourselves, in growing our concept of what leadership is, and in having a greater impact for justice. Working with interfaith partners can be powerful and challenging. In Charlottesville, there's been a program for several years that brings together people of faith, liberal and conservatives, from many traditions. You can go to the next slide. Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and Unitarian Universalist. It's called IMPACT. Interfaith Movement Promoting Action by Congregations Together. Each year, they go through a discernment process to decide a justice issue that is significant, but also one on which they can have a significant impact. When I was involved, we tackled issues like transportation, dental care, translation services for law enforcement, pre-K education, and youth unemployment. After identifying a problem, they study it and come up with concrete solutions. And then at a huge Nehemiah action in the spring, members of all the congregations gather in a large amphitheater or arena to show their support for the solutions, encouraging those who can enact them, city councilors, boards of supervisors, sometimes UBA, to promise to act. It was powerful to be seated in a basketball arena with members of my UU congregation, but also literally a couple thousand other people of faith. And yet, some of the UUs were really put off by the gospel music and the prayers shared by clergy from some of the more conservative churches that were part of the program. We just needed to get over it. Of course, we were very proud when our ministers and members spoke up. It would be wonderful to have a similar justice ministry network in the New River Valley. We could cultivate relationships to help start one. In the meantime, what other congregations and organizations could we reach out to? The NAACP Religious Affairs Committee is sponsoring a Zoom meeting this Thursday at 7 o'clock to help build bridges between local congregations who want to work for racial justice. Several UUC members attended the last meeting. You might want to attend the next one and encourage friends from other congregations to join us. A neighbor stopped me when I went to the mailbox one day to ask about the environmental work UUC was doing. She had seen our website. She goes to Glade Church and was hoping to get our two congregations to collaborate. What would it look like to have our two congregations close not just geographically, but theologically, work together for environmental justice? Now, rather than list more possibilities, I want to get back to the reading Tommy shared and the difference between helping, fixing, and serving. As we consider how we might look outward, how we might reach outward to live into our mission and vision, it's important to consider how we cultivate relations with others in our community. As we work to transform our community and our world through courageous love, it's important to ground our work in a vision that doesn't see life as weak or as broken, but as whole. As we reach out to the community, let us serve rather than help or fix. That means that we act not as saviors, so much as allies and collaborators. Finding out what people want for themselves rather than going in and telling them what they should want. For example, the community services team has explored the possibility of sponsoring a family through the Women's Resource Center for the holidays. They have a wish list of gifts a family could use. We can help support this family by honoring their wishes. Likewise, as we work for justice, environmental justice, racial justice, reproductive justice, equal rights for all, prison reform, income inequality, the list goes on and on. It will be important to be in relationship with those most impacted by injustice, to listen before we speak, to understand that our perspective is limited by our own experiences, and to let it be broadened by the experiences of others. When we act out of a vision of wholeness, not of inequality or of brokenness, we see ourselves as part of that whole. And paraphrasing Remen, we understand that another's suffering is also our suffering, that their joy is also our joy. And then the impulse to serve arises naturally. Our natural wisdom and compassion presents itself quite simply. We know that we are being used in the service of something greater. Let us reach out in wholeness. Let us cultivate true relationships. As one, we pledge ourselves to greater service. In the week ahead, I invite you to look around you, to look outward, to see injustice in our community, and to see partners, collaborators with whom we can work together. We'll extinguish our chalice, but not the warmth of community, the light of truth, or the fire of commitment. Take those with us in our hearts until we are together again.